This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, a prescription for trouble. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When the drug your child is taking to prevent suicide is linked with causing suicide, will the federal government protect the drug manufacturer? Tricia, who is 23 years old, committed suicide 2 days after she began taking the drug Paxil, which is one of a class of antidepressant drugs that, while they decrease depression, may increase the risk of suicide. A double-edged sword if there ever was one. Tricia's parents sued the manufacturer, claiming Paxil should have carried a warning label about the increased risk of suicide, especially among young adults. The manufacturer argued that the FDA controls warning labels and therefore state lawsuits for damages cannot be brought. The court noted that the U.S. Supreme Court has recently held that federal preemption only exists when there is, quote, clear evidence that the proposed labeling changes would have been rejected by the FDA, and the court found against the manufacturer, stating that FDA approval of Paxil without warnings occurred more than a decade before Tricia's death, and the manufacturer should have considered renewing its request for the warnings. So Tricia may be gone, but her case lives on. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.